Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Sally. She is saying, "I received a deed titled Warranty Deed, but when I went to secure title insurance for my property, the title agent refused coverage because he says the deed is really a quit claim deed. What can I do now?" Well, Sally, a warranty deed is the best type of conveyance deed a buyer or grantee can receive from a seller. It contains six implied legal promises. Among the most important warranty is the grantor's guarantee to defend the grantee against all third-party claims to the property. A quit claim deed doesn't contain any warranties. It is basically a document that conveys any interest that the grantor may have in the property, which could be no property rights at all. That is why the title insurance agent will not insure over a quit claim deed. It does not matter how a deed is titled. The substance of the legal language contained within the deed controls. I hope that explains it for you. The next question is from Caroline. She is asking, on a lease to own after term, and it comes time to purchase the house, do I need to come up with a 20% down payment? I will be putting $60,000 down on a $280,000 house with a lease to own. The payment will be $1,700 a month. So, Carolyn, since I do not have a copy of the provisions of your lease, I cannot comment on what amount you would owe at the time of purchase. However, be very careful with lease to own contracts. They have many pitfalls and are subject to even more legal scrutiny when it comes to residential lease transactions. The final question today is from Jenny from Dearborn, Michigan. She says, the sellers of our home replaced the septic and damaged the sprinklers without disclosing that. Do we have recourse? Jenny, the seller's disclosure requires that known defects with the condition of the home are disclosed by seller. So this matter could have been unbeknownst to them as well. I suggest small claims court after a call to the seller to resolve. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.